morning, church family. Would you pray with me? Lord, I just want to thank you for everyone that's with us online this morning. Lord, thank you for everyone at Franklin Baptist. I pray your blessing on each one of us as we meet together this morning. Father, would you minister to us? Would you bring us greater revelations of who you are and where you are in the situations that we face today? In Jesus' name, amen. About 25 years ago now, I was at university and I gave my heart to God. It was an amazing experience to finally meet with God and to invite him into my life. Do you remember when you first invited God into your heart, into your life? My journey of faith actually didn't begin right then. It took place a long time before I got saved, although I didn't recognize it at the time. Looking back now, I can see how God weaved his way into my life in amazing ways, from a heart that longed for more to significant people and friendships that he brought into my life. This morning, would you sit with me? Would you lean into God as we look at Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35? It's titled The Road to Emmaus, and I've called it A Journey of Faith. Just before we pick up at verse 13, would you let me set the scene a little bit? The disciples and many of the followers of Jesus, well, they had just witnessed Jesus's crucifixion. They had witnessed their Messiah, the one that they've put all their hope and faith in, being nailed to the cross and dying. They've heard accounts now that the tomb where Jesus was laid is now empty. Verse 13 says, now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have just happened there in these days? What things? He asked. They then explained all that had happened and all that they had hoped for. They had hoped that Jesus was the one that was going to redeem Israel. Now they were faced with remembering the death of Jesus, seeing him buried, but now the tomb was empty and Jesus was missing. In verse 25, Jesus, says, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. This scripture, it's so full of comfort, healing and hope for us right now in the middle of this pandemic. In the midst of our own individual but also collective journeys of faith. The road to Emmaus is known as the road that strengthens our faith. Two followers of Jesus, downcast, really sad, and very confused about what they had just witnessed. Now, where do they put their hope? What does their future look like? This is clearly not how they thought things would play out with their Messiah. Maybe this is how we're feeling. Sad, fearful, confused about how life is right now. I love how Jesus just walks with them, He asks them questions to gain understanding of where they're at and where their thinking's at. We will remember some other times when God walked and talked with people. What about in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve? I'm sure all you gardeners out there already know that God hangs out in the garden. What about the road to Damascus? The account of Jesus revealing himself to Saul in an amazing way, powerful, life-changing. Often when I'm needing to process life, I go for a walk with a friend. And I invite God into our conversations. It's powerful and it's life-changing. Jesus has compassion on his people. This road from Jerusalem to Emmaus now begins to take on another meaning, as Jesus, who's presented as the stranger here, well, he actually demonstrates great interpersonal communication skills, doesn't he? There's sharing, there's listening, there's explaining on both sides that brings understanding and hope. There's also humanity. As Jesus, well, he kind of tells them off a bit, which makes me laugh a little bit. How foolish you are, he says. But he goes on to explain events and scriptures until there's understanding and there's comfort and there is hope restored. Their faith is strengthened. The road to Emmaus is now taking shape as a faith journey. Jesus, at times, without being fully recognized, brings understanding and strengthens our faith. Let's walk with God when we need to gain understanding of our situations. Walk closely with him. When Jesus and the two followers arrive in Emmaus, they invite Jesus the stranger to stay, to eat and drink with them, to continue the conversations around the table. They are just hungry for greater insights and understandings. Verse 30, if you'd like to read with me, goes on to say, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. As they ate together, Jesus broke the bread, gave thanks to God, and it was then that their eyes were opened to who Jesus was. They had a revelation of who was now with them and had always been with them as they toiled with their grief, their sadness and confusion on the road to Emmaus. Were not our hearts burning within us, they said. They had that knowing feeling, but they just didn't know at the time that it was Jesus. They now recognized that it was Jesus that had given them understanding and comfort. Have you had that? Can you look back on a situation and in hindsight see God all through it? I remember moving house when I was 8 months pregnant. Clearly, I wasn't really into doing a lot of the work right then. I just wasn't up for it. And I remember looking back and realizing my church family were the hands and the feet of God. Amazing, and it was an incredible moment for my faith. So strengthening. So, the two people now eating with Jesus, they had a revelation of their situation, and now a revelation of a greater hope was given to them. Jesus is alive. Jesus has conquered death. All that was spoken of was true. Can you imagine pure excitement here, joy, maybe relief? We can have a relationship with Jesus today because he died on the cross and rose again. If today you're watching and you have never invited Jesus into your heart, into your life, if you've never known the peace and security of having Jesus as your protector and the one who loves you, then can I encourage you to pray this really simple prayer of salvation? Let's pray it together now. Lord, today I invite you into my life. Please forgive me for all that I've done wrong. Today I ask that you be my Lord, my Savior, and my best friend. In Jesus' name, amen. If this is the first time that you've invited Jesus into your heart, into your life, I'd love for you to ring me or ring a friend so we can just pray with you and rejoice with you. Today, if you'd like to reconnect with God, the God who loves you, who wants to restore a relationship with you, just call out to him. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. A reminder for us all, Jesus is alive. Jesus wants to walk with us on our faith journey. He wants to be in relationship with us, listen to us, give us greater understanding of who he is and what's happening in our situations. I love the insight the scripture brings. Jesus, in his compassion, saw his followers. They were sad and confused. He wanted to walk and talk with them and help them, bring them greater understanding and revelation. Today, God sees us. He sees you. And he wants to meet with us on our journeys. Let's take communion together now. And can I suggest we do this slightly differently? Why don't you get a piece of paper and write down any questions that you have for God, any issues, any healings you need? Feel free to stop and start this video. Just make it work for you and your bubble. I've got my communion here already. As we take communion together this morning, we're simply going to ask Jesus to bring fresh revelation where it's needed in our situations, in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that your word is living and active. Thank you that you are such a caring God, that you have compassion for us, that you want to meet with us on our roads to Emmaus, and you want to bring us greater revelation of who you are and in our situations that we face. Today, would you speak to us? Would you minister to each one of us as we take communion together? Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. We thank you for your body that was broken and the blood that was shed. Lord, would you forgive us for all that we've done wrong? Thank you that you forgive us freely, Lord. And as we eat and we drink in our own time, we just invite you, Lord, into our lives afresh, into our situations afresh. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just going to finish here with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people.